Every Woman is a feminist show that highlights the struggles, triumphs, and accomplishments of women and girls and the men who support them. Every Woman includes a rich intersection of female voices that represent a wide range of ethnicities, social and economic status, as well as political and spiritual beliefs, with the purpose to enact social, political, environmental, and economic change. The views and opinions expressed on Every Woman are those of the hosts and the guests and do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Midcoast Radio Project Incorporated, KKFI staff, board, or management.
Every woman's birthright is to shine bright. And for those who ain't ready, you can wear your sunglasses at night. Every woman shall take calculated risk as she sees fit. Every woman has many sides of her: classy, bougie, ratchet. Every woman should know it's okay to tap into whichever you choose when you see fit. Every woman deserves to explore. Every woman is equal, and yep, equal to a man. Every woman is in each of us. I am Angela Believes. You are listening to Every Woman on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Who we got? Who we got up in here with us today?
Well, you've got Rachel, your faithful board operator, behind, about 6 feet away, behind some plexiglass here.
And we got Fiona.
We do.
Our co-host via Zoom. So we're taking safety precautions and not having too many people in the studio at one time, only two allowed. Fiona, do you want to give a shout out to everybody?
Yep, I want to say hi to everyone. I'm enjoying the slightly warmer weather today. I've got the window open and there's a cat sitting in the window.
Yes.
Getting to enjoy and be present for our conversation.
Yeah, and like I said, folks, we are on Zoom, so I can see the cat looking out the window, just enjoying the beautiful scenery out there. And I have to concur with you. It is a beautiful day out here in Kansas City. And funny enough, when I came into the studio, of course, before the show began, Rachel and I had talked about the weather. She said how it was a beautiful day, the first day of spring, and she was ready, just really excited and exhilarating. And I just shared with her that I didn't used to like sunny days. I prefer darkness, and I loved the rain, and I still love the rain. However, I have got to the point where it's sunny outside, I can walk out, and I can say it's a beautiful day. And many of you may not understand what I'm saying when I say that, and that's okay, but I know what that means. I have overcome and stepped into for me. For me, I still can appreciate the darkness, I still like my darkness, but I can appreciate the sun, and I'm ready to shine, I guess. That's essentially
Absolutely.
What that means. Hey, I'm ready to shine.
You are shining.
And so thank you, right back at you. So with that being said, March is Women's History Month. And I found a definition on the website so we could be a little bit more clear about what that means. Women's History Month is an annual declared month that highlights the contributions of women to events in history and contemporary society. It is celebrated during March in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia, corresponding with International Women's Day on March 8th and during October in Canada, corresponding with the celebration of Persons Day on October the 18th. So that's what that means. And if you saw my post that I posted on TikTok about today's show, it's a picture of myself and my cousins who are my family. And it talks about celebrating the women around you, what ties us and what separates us at the same time. And I cannot go any further without mentioning the first woman who I celebrate to this day in infinity and forevermore and beyond, which is going to be my mother. If it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And ooh, I already feel myself getting emotional. So for those of you who don't know, which I don't think many of you do, my mother passed away when I was 9 years old. However, the way that she lived her life without her knowing I was watching, my mother would pick up ladies, old ladies who were carrying groceries and pick them up and take them home. My mother would go across the street from our house and pick up trash. That sidewalk didn't belong to us, but that's what my mother would do. My mother would round up all of my cousins and take us to gymnastics, and take us to go bowling, take us to do so many different family events. And we recently had a Christmas tree celebration, our annual Christmas tree lighting, and I chose to take it to my mother's cemetery. And my cousin, who lives out of state, shared with me that one day she needed to go to basketball practice, but my cousin Latrice actually, but she forgot her shoes. And it was very cold outside, and they didn't have time to go back to the house and get her shoes, and they were dropping my mom off. My mom asked her, what size shoe does she wear? And she took the shoes off of her feet and gave them to her. And it was cold outside, went in the house. So it's these selfless things that after 30 years of my mom being up in heaven now, that I didn't know that. I just learned that this past December. I'm learning all these different things about her. And like I said, the way she lived her life, and she did not even know I was watching, it built me into the woman that I'm still becoming today, the great, amazing woman that I will become. I want to be just like my mama, tell you the truth. And my mama, you know, I'm left behind with my aunts and her brothers. And then my aunts and uncles, of course, have children who are my cousins. And my cousins are so amazing. I mean, they were like my first friends. And really, they are my friends. I mean, you can be upset with people. I may not like them at one time, but I still love them. That won't ever change. And we will always be there for one another. It's not even anything that has to be said. It's just an automatic type of thing. We are there for one another. So with that being said, I want everybody to call in 816-931-5534. Share who that important woman or women are in your life and what they've done for you, or what you aspire to do as a woman, or what you would like to see women in the community aspire to do. Now, I feel like I took up a lot of time saying all that, but I like to speak my truth and share. I get to be vulnerable over the air, and I like that. So does anybody have anything they want to add on that?
I just want to echo your sentiments about my mother. I've had a very interesting relationship with her. And when I was younger, we didn't really have a tight bond, and we didn't really get along that well, actually. And it wasn't until much later that I not only bonded with her, but also came to respect her. It's sort of like you were saying, where you're discovering little bits and pieces about your mother. I realized now as an adult, all of the things she did for us, I have three other siblings, and my folks were divorced young. And so she basically was raising us, and she had a job and was raising three children and had almost no money, but we never knew that. She kept us safe, and we always had, you know, we had food, we had a roof over our heads, and it was all about her. And, you know, as a kid, you sort of just take that for granted. But in talking to her now as an adult, she's like, there were times I didn't know where the money was going to come from. I didn't know where the food money was going to come from exactly. And I had no idea as a child, which is amazing, because it you know, shielded me from that thing and allowed me to just sort of be a kid. Mm-hmm. And that it gives me so much more, you know, so much respect for her as a person and as a woman, as a role model in a way.
And see, that goes into what the topic of this show is the things that bind us and what separates us at the same time. So you said you weren't always as close with your mother, but now look at you. So sometimes it's those things that we don't know about that it creates a lack in the relationship. And then once you learn that, the understanding becomes, sometimes it's not until you go through it you understand what that person was going through, or unless you get the information that you weren't privy to, that's when you can have a better understanding of a situation. So, Fiona, do you have anything you want to add?
I still don't have a very close relationship with my mother, but I have a similar experience in that my father died before I was born, so my mother raised me alone. And so I got to see her doing anything that needed doing around the house. In my brain, I don't have jobs that get divided up into men's jobs and women's jobs, like taking the trash out or whatever. They're just jobs that have to happen and have to be done because of my mother. And she inadvertently taught me things like that just from doing them, but she also explicitly taught me some of them. At one point, she went round to our next-door neighbors in the winter, and it gets dark early in England because it's further north. And it was dark at around 4-ish and we needed the lights on. And my neighbor didn't know how to change a light bulb. And she came around to my mother and asked if she knew how to change a light bulb and if she could change the bulb for her because the bulb had just blown and her husband was still at work and she was going to be in the dark for 2 hours or whatever till he got home from work. And my mother obviously went around and changed the bulb, but she came back and told me about it and said that I should never be in that position, and she never wanted anyone to be in that position and that dependent on a male and unable to do things for themselves.
And that's awesome. And thank you for sharing that. And I want to make it clear to those out there listening that if your mom wasn't present in your life or your mom wasn't the best figure in your life, you can learn to be your own mother from a higher spiritual power. And there are people out there who can give you things that you didn't receive as a mother. I run into friends, people I run into who have become friends, or maybe just people that I run into that I hear things from and that I learn things from. And it's a really type of motherly advice or a motherly love that I feel from that. So you can receive these things other than a person you call your mother or a person who is your mother. And something that I had wanted to say, I'm good to say this because none of us have a daughter. I have a son. I'm blessed to have my son, but none of us have a daughter. So if we had a daughter, if you had a daughter, I had a daughter, like, what would we want to teach her? Because naturally she's going to grow up. She would grow up into a woman. What would be some things that we would want to teach that little girl?
Well, I know for me, I would definitely want to give her the tools to succeed in the world and let her know that she isn't a second-class citizen. And
what are those tools, though?
I think it's confidence. And I think it is like sort of like what Fiona was saying, how there aren't sort of male and female tasks to perform. They are just, you know, things to do. And just let her know that she's empowered and that she can be a confident, strong person and still be a woman as mm-hmm. well.
That's really good. I'm still thinking on what my advice is do what you want to do. I'm really big on being free. I'm very big on being free. And whatever that means for you, that's what I encourage. And I tell my son this, it's to believe that you can do anything, know that it is possible. And like you said, did you mean not to be a, think she's a second class citizen to men? Is that what you were?
To anyone, but okay. Yes, that was the first thought that came into my head.
Absolutely. Because often women are treated as second class citizens to men. And I really feel like that's over with these days. I'm really feeling like we've made a lot of groundway into really abolishing that. But folks, we are going to take a station break. I want you to collect your thoughts and stories that you want to share, and we will be right back. You are listening to Every Woman on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. We are celebrating the women around us, what ties us together, and what can separate us at the same time, and also how we can not be separated. I want to get into that too. Fiona.
Yeah, jumping in on the third we were talking about before the break about what we would teach a daughter or any younger woman that we were mentoring, I would like to teach them that it's okay to fail. Because so often we put pressure on ourselves that we have picked up from everything around us that we have to be perfect as women. Whatever that definition of perfection for you is, whether it's doing your job and looking after a spouse and the family, and never having time for you, and that you've got to be perfect in all those roles. But also, that it's okay to fail, to try something and not be good at it, and fail and keep trying until you get better. So often people won't try anything because they're afraid of not being perfect at it. And people, a lot of the time, women don't apply for promotions or a higher job because they look at the requirements and they go, okay, that's not 100% match. They obviously won't pick me. Whereas guys apparently, according to studies, look at things like that, and if they hit even 60% of the requirements, they will apply for it and so often get given it and get those experiences and chances. and that we're filtering ourselves out because we're afraid to fail and we don't think we're a good match.
That was some very important sound advice, to not be afraid to fail, because sometimes when we want to venture out and do things, we don't do it because we're scared that it doesn't work. And it's something that someone has said about failure. It's just, I forgot what it was. If y'all know where I'm going with that, please chime in. But that was some very sound advice. Thank you on that. Rachel, you're nodding your head. Do you have anything you want to add?
It sparks a video I saw once about when she was talking about the psychology, easy for me to say, of women and when they are applying for a job and they look and they see, you know, that maybe it's not 100%. And so then they just don't apply. I saw this video. It was an amazing video of they ask an adult man, an adult woman, and then a boy and a girl to, quote unquote, run like a girl. And both of the adults and the little boy did the sort of hands flailing, damsel in distress, kind of running crazily, and maybe even tripping and falling over. And the little girl just ran. She just ran as fast as she could. And that was so telling to me, because as adults, we have all of this stuff that we've learned and these sort of stereotypes that are stuck in our heads and affect the way we think about stuff. And it was just so joyous to see this little girl just, okay.
I love
that. Ran. Yeah.
I love this. So here, folks, I found what I was sharing with you all. So failure is a redirection. That is simply what failure is. Just to piggyback off of what Fiona has shared about it's okay to fail. Failure simply means that there is something to be learned or another direction to be taken. So I just wanted to share that out there. And then also, a lot of women have been making some huge accomplishments. We have VP Kamala Harris, Beyonce. She just won 28 Grammys out of male, the category of male or female. So what do you think these changes, the little girls growing up now, or even the women who are viewing that, how is that? How do you think that's impacting the young girls and males out here today?
Hopefully it's impacting them positively. I know that so many people tend to think that girls can't do things because we've been traditionally excluded by the system. And so many times boys apparently won't read stories about girls where the girls were the heroine or the protagonist, because they've been told that as a boy, it's not okay for them to be interested in girl things because girl things are lesser. So as that message that we're not lesser gets spread, there should be less pressure and less self-sabotaging for the males. They'll get to be able to be interested in what they're interested in and read what they're interested in, instead of having society saying, you can't read that, it's girly. It should make things better for everyone as that message spreads.
Where did the whole concept of women are less come from?
Males.
Right.
It's the whole thing where people are afraid that if someone else gets elevated and more opportunities, that it takes away from their chances. It's the root behind any type of bigotry, I believe, that whether it's sexism or racism or homophobia or transphobia, the fact that if you give someone else opportunities, people are afraid that they'll get less because they won't have those opportunities anymore. Whereas giving everyone opportunities uplifts everyone. They've done studies, and companies that are have more equality and equity and better racial diversity, better gender diversity, that accept people from any type of underprivileged and stigmatized community, they do better because there's that flow of experience and ideas, and it becomes a hotbed and a melting pot for ideas and creativity, and everyone lifts each other up, and everyone can be themselves instead of having to be on guard and spending half of their effort pretending not to be who they really are at work. They can devote their whole mind to what they're meant to be doing.
You know some stuff, and that just makes me think about when you share that, it made me think about white supremacy. Like, where I currently work, it's predominantly white. All the people in the executive positions are white. Why is that? Because you don't want to let go of that false sense of power that you feel that you have. I'm gonna put a period on that and move on. So who are some women that have kind of carried you through in your life, who popped up to your head, or that you always think about, that you admire? Who's those women in your life?
Well, I know for me, my career was kind of jump-started by a really amazing woman in the theater, Cynthia Levin, who has been running the Unicorn Theater for over 3 decades now.
Right here in Kansas City,
right here in Kansas City, mm-hmm. just right down the street from here, in mm-hmm. fact, at 39th and Main Street. She took a chance on me as a just out of grad school designer and allowed me to sort of hone my craft, and talk about not being afraid to make mistakes. She allowed me to sort of learn on the job and to make mistakes and be okay with that. And I'm always forever grateful for her, because that's how that experience catapulted my career to where it is now, or where it was before the pandemic anyway.
That's dope. I love it when I hear people say, this person took a chance on me. It's kind of like, you know, when you go and you apply for a job and they want somebody with experience, but how do people even expect you to get the experience in the first place if somebody doesn't give you a chance? Yes. It's just like, how do you expect me to get the experience if that's all you're looking for and is an experienced person? Take a chance on me, please. How about you, Fiona? Anybody in the media or locally that you have thought about throughout your years or recently that you're inspired by?
Going back to when I was small, headmistress at the first school I went to from like age 5 to 8, she was a wonderful, caring person. She had time for everyone. And she also had eagle eyes and would spot when people were being bullied and actually tackle it and deal with it, which is so difficult in education to do, because usually people that are being bullied are afraid to mention it, because then they'll get bullied twice as badly for tackling. And so often steps that are taken don't do anything to stop the bullying either. So that caring and the observation and all the extra time and effort that she poured into that role, that she was a wonderful person. And I kept in touch with her for years after that, and I suspect many of her other students did. And so I found that definitely inspirational as a way to interact with the world.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. And what does headmistress mean? Because you're not originally from the United States.
School principal.
School. You're laughing. Why are you laughing, Rachel?
When I grew up,
if you were female and you ran a school, you were called a headmistress. And if you were male and you ran a school, you were called a headmaster. Principal didn't tend to exist as a title back then, although I strongly suspect it's come in to make things easier, because you can do gender-neutral advertisements and also support non-binary people applying.
So headmistress means principal.
Yes.
I did not know that. I was thinking maybe just a teacher or... Okay, that's dope. See, I'm glad I asked that question.
Much more stern than a principal, however.
Headmistress, yes. You better have it together. But she said she was caring. So... You know, mine is a whole bunch. I, of course, have to give thanks to my godmother, who raised me alongside with my father. She's been there for my son. He's about to be 21. She's still in my life. She's in his life. Of course, my aunts, friends that I've encountered, Ebony Johnson, who hosts Ebony's Bones here Wednesday, 6 p.m., right here at 90.1 FM. She has been so helpful and instrumental in me to better understanding myself. And when I shared in that poem earlier about you have the right to choose if you want to be classy, bougie, ratchet, or whatever, you know, there are so many different sides to us. Ebony really, I have to give her credit on this, because she really helped me to understand, you know, sometimes I might want to say a cuss word. Sometimes I might cuss 2 days straight. But that doesn't take away any value. These are my words. That doesn't take away any value from the good human being that I am. So we have so many different sides to us. Yes, I get upset. Yes, I'm happy. Yes, I'm joyful. Yes, I'm peaceful. I'm all of these many things. So she really has helped me get in alignment with accepting all these things about myself. And for me, what just came to me is to not allow others to judge me for being myself. And folks will do that regardless. I mean, that's just how it is, whatever. Everybody has a right to an opinion. So, but so many different people, I'd have to say Shanita, Ravian, Angie, it's just so many people. Oh, Fiona, Una, Rachel. Oh my gosh, Donna. It's so many people who have done different things in my life. Like Una and Fiona really helped me to just become who I am today, like on this microphone. Y'all fed me so much. You gave me so much encouragement. And I don't know. It's just so many people out here I'd like to thank. And I just think that every woman who is doing anything and everything she aspires to do, you are inspiring me. I don't think we should limit ourselves. And I want us to get, if you see a woman doing all the things that you one day aspire to do, but it's not, you're not in that place to do it, like you're like at the bottom of the totem pole, and you see this woman over here and she's making her way all the way up to the top, don't hate on that woman for where she is. Find something in you that you can appreciate and be inspired by where that woman is going and is, because it's not your business to know what that woman went through, and she don't even have to have gone in through anything to get where she is. I mean, that could just be her blessing. And honestly, I have been envious of women who have been in positions that I have wanted to be in. And I really try not to do that no more, because people earn that. Or if they're given it, whatever, that's their business. Find out what you want to do and support yourself. And supporting other people really helps you to get support. I just naturally like to support other people. And I hope that I'll get that back. And if I don't, I don't. I do what I like to do. But listen, we are going to take a break because I want y'all to listen to this song. You want to intro the song, Rachel?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you picked it out. But yes, we're going to listen to We Are Family by Sister Sledge coming up right now.
Mm-hmm. Damn. We are back. Y'all are listening to Every Woman on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. I am Angela Believes. I love that song. I'm very careful when I use the word family, but essentially we are all one and connected in this universe. As I said in my poem at the intro of the show, every woman is in each of us. If you take the time to truly hear where that person's pain, joy, happiness, any of that is coming from, we should be able to find that within ourselves and be able to have some compassion, some empathy, and relate. That is something that I really want to be able to feel for any human being. Years ago, I said I wanted to be able to genuinely care for a stranger, and I mean that, and I'm still working on that. During the break, Fiona, we was talking, that's why I came back and said, damn, because I can say that over the air. And I like to be free and be true to myself. Because she was talking about the swearing thing. Go ahead and share your thoughts.
Yeah, when you said about that, it struck a chord with me, because so often people try and define women by things that we are not or should not be. So many behaviors that they will define as being unfeminine or unwomanly, like swearing. Women shouldn't swear, or women shouldn't smoke. No one should smoke because everyone's discovered now.
Women shouldn't spit. Yeah. Pass gas.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes. And women should let men speak first and be demure and listen to the guys and the whole controlling behavior of so-called chivalry, where guys are supposed to be the ones to open doors or to pay for things and so on. It's all defined and aimed at limiting the woman and what she is allowed to be and to do with the swearing. My mother hated swearing, and she used to say that it was a sign of a small vocabulary. I personally say I've got a large vocabulary, and now I also have swear words in my vocabulary. And I will usually demonstrate that as part of the answer, but I can't over the air, of course.
Please don't.
And I can concur. Fiona has an extensive vocabulary, okay?
Yes,
and
she does.
And something I wanted to say is, you know, when that video came out with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, do y'all see it?
Yes.
The WAP?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I turned it off when I saw Kylie Jenner just walking through there like she was somebody's boss. At that point, I was done. I'm like, why are you in this video? Why are you walking like that? I turned it off. But when I was watching it, I was like, whoa, you know, and listening to the lyrics, I was just like, whoa, how, I'm like, that shouldn't, I'm like, wow, I just felt like it shouldn't be played. However, my mind has changed because I've seen a lot of women, a lot of Black women, a lot of women coming in support to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion for them doing that video. And I don't know if I can really explain it to you all, but it just goes to women and really any human being having all those different sides to themselves, and you should be okay to express it. Now, this is not something that you will want your children to watch. This is for the grown folks. So with that being said, we all should be able to have the freedom to express ourselves how we choose and not to be slammed for doing so. Now, that might not be something I would do, but that don't mean it's not something that they can't do. And so that just goes to say, like, not to be knocking somebody down. And we were talking on the break about how women could help each other out.
Yes. Well, you know, try to be the woman who straightens the crown of the other woman as opposed to pointing out that it's crooked, mm-hmm. you know, lifting each other up. And yeah, that video and that song are kind of amazing because, you know, it's two women who are taking control of their sexuality and they are celebrating it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, men have been doing that for years. Listen to every single AC/DC lyric ever.
Or Genuine.
Yeah. Or Eric Clapton sung a song called Cocaine, which, you know, the chorus was just cocaine. It was about how great cocaine is and how your life will be better. And no one blinks an eye at hearing that song. But two women celebrating their sexuality and taking power in that, all of a sudden is bad news.
That's exactly what it is. It's celebrating your sexuality and taking your power. What were your first thoughts when you watched it, though, or heard the song?
When I watched the video, I sort of had that same reaction that it was very risque. And it was like right out there. And I also didn't understand why Kylie Jenner was in it all of a sudden.
You didn't either?
No. Like, where did she? Is this a different video?
Scene. Why? But her mom is the manager of Cardi B. So perhaps maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Me either.
What do you think, Fiona?
I think it goes back to the traditional double standard about women getting called sluts if they date more than one person or actually have sex with someone without being married, whereas guys are called studs and players, and it's a good thing for them. It's all about controlling female behavior and female sexuality and trying to make sure that people get shut up and shut down in boxes and trapped with one guy and that they don't get to have a choice. And we get that so much in our society that so often it's actually the women that are saying it about the other women, that we have been programmed to attack each other, to do exactly the opposite of that uplifting piece. And it shouldn't matter if someone has sex with one person, no people, or 15 or 50 people. It really shouldn't matter. It's their choice. As long as they aren't hurting anyone and preferably take care so they don't get any diseases from it or spread them, who cares? They should be able to have sex with whoever they want to, male or female, non-binary. It should be their choice as long as no one's getting hurt.
That's how you feel? Damn. No, I'm just playing. Very, very good point. So that just brings me... Did you have something you wanted to add on that, Rachel?
No, I don't think I can add to that.
That brings me to, you know, how can we be unseparated? How can we be more together in those situations? How, there can be someone who is 300 pounds and she can have on a teeny weedy, it's a bitty, itty bitty, yellow polka dot bikini. And then another woman can be like, oh my gosh, did you see her over there? Now she knows she shouldn't be wearing that. How can we get out of those places? Or, oh my gosh, she thinks she's all that. Or, oh my gosh, who she thinks she is. How can we get out of that and get into more support of each other?
Some of it is tackling those things when somebody else says it, being the one that speaks up. So you could say, Yeah, you're quite right. She should be fat enough of her body to be completely naked or something like that and turn it on its head. And some of it is recognizing it in yourself. We had a talk at work from a person called Risha Grant, and she has a thing where she says about recognizing your bias synapse, which she abbreviates to BS. And so recognizing your own BS, the first step is recognizing it in yourself. So like when you said that you reflected on the WAP video and realized that maybe you shouldn't have been against it and wanting to shut it down and turn it off. That was the first step, is recognizing where you are doing these things, whether it's causing you to do microaggressions or to shut down or not support other people. And then owning that and admitting it, and then you can move on to tackling it.
That's dope. And I'm just thinking, you know, when you, this popped into my head, when we see women out there doing great things, clap for them. Because you know what that means? Your turn and your time is coming too. Your turn and your time is coming. You just got to keep going. Something that also was in my head was jealousy. I mean, we're having a conversation about women. Have you all ever experienced jealousy from other women? And then did you call them out on it? Like, how did you get past that?
I know I've experienced, I don't know if it was jealousy, but it's definitely blowback from a woman. Everything goes back to pickleball with me, it seems like, but a guy asked me to be his doubles partner, because I had played really well and he had this tournament coming up, and I was like, sure, absolutely. That sounds amazing. And his wife gave me the dirtiest look and sort of, you know, let me know that she was the wife and, you know, not to get too close to her husband. And I was like, okay, we're just going to play a game. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that sort of behavior is the kind of thing where, you know, women seem at times prone to tear each other down and, you know, want to sort of protect their turf and protect their whatever. And when in fact we should be doing the opposite and sort of building each other up and being okay with that.
Okay. That sounds good to me. And yeah, I've experienced jealousy and it's like, ooh, in my head, I just think, oh my gosh, you just don't know. I don't know who you think you're messing with over here. But the best thing that I have learned from that is success is the best revenge. And I don't know, I feel like I mentioned Beyonce a lot, and I think that she has shown that. I don't know what she's done to people. I don't know her life story, but I know that she has continued to be successful. And I mean, I think that speaks for itself. It's to continue to be great and for you to not adapt that same energy. As I have shared, I have been jealous of people before. Yes, I have. I do not aspire to do that. I want all of that, any of that out of me. I don't want to be jealous of people. I don't want to be envious of people. I want to be proud and happy for people who are in a happy place or able to do what they are enjoying to do or whatever it is. I want to be happy about it.
And so often it seems that the things that people get jealous over are the things you have no control over. There tend to be things like your looks and whether you're skinny or tall or the color of your hair, although that we can control. But so many times it's the things that you had no chance over or choice over and no control about. And it's really stupid to be jealous of someone for that when they may even hate that hair. I know people with really rich chestnut hair that desperately wish that they were blonde. And I know people that are blonde that as you would prefer to be redheads or maybe brunettes so that they could get away from the stereotype of the ditzy blonde and not being intelligent just because of the color of their hair. So many people, it's always the thing with the grass being greener on somebody else's side. You don't see how that thing affects that person and whether they're happy with it, and it just seems very silly to be eating up over things like that, because I know people who should be good friends who are picking on each other because there's this one tiny thing that they're jealous of, and it just breaks everyone down and destroys them.
So even the things that separate us could be the very things that ties us together if we just allowed ourselves to communicate and to get to know one each other. The very things that separate you could be the very thing that bond you. We are going to take a station break. We will be right back. Stay tuned for these messages. I am Angela Believes. You are listening to Every Woman on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. We are talking about celebrating the women around us, the ties that bind us, and what separates us at the same time. March is Women's History Month, so we have just been talking all things women. And so during the break, that's when all these things come up during the break. Rachel and I were talking, and I just wanted to ask, and I need y'all to call in, 816-931-5534. Fellas, I'm talking to you too. What is it that you love about women? What is it that you would like for women to maybe do more of or do less of? How do you feel about your mom, your mother figure? 816-931-5534. Ladies, what have you learned from your family members, your friends, just strangers in the street? 816-931-5534. So Rachel and I were talking, like, what's our most favorite part of being a woman? Like, the least favorite part? Like, what does it mean to be sexy? Like, how do you feel like when you're sexy? Like, just we have so many different parts to us as a woman. It's crazy. Is that why they say we crazy? Yeah,
it's wild. Yes,
we have so many different facets to us. Like today, I'm in here in just a t-shirt, leggings, and tennis shoes, and I feel fine. I don't feel any less sexy. But if I was up in here like Rachel though, wearing her purple dress and her purple high heels, okay, I probably feel a little bit different. So. How do you feel with your dress on in your high heels?
Well, I often get grief for dressing up to be on the radio, and am told many times, it's like, no one can see you. What is the point? And for me, dressing up, doing my makeup, and is a part of empowering myself. When I dress well, I feel good, mm-hmm. and I feel confident. And I have to feel confident when I'm here because, you know, it's a big deal. And I'm on the air and I'm talking to a bunch of people and I'm running all the things. And so I want to feel that confidence in me. And so for me, sort of feeling pretty, dressing up is part of my own self-image, and it just helps me to succeed. Honestly,
I feel you. How about you, Fiona?
Oh, I'm not usually a makeup person, but I do tend to buy into the whole thing where the costume can give you the mindset. And some of the things in modern attire have their ancestry historically in like pieces of the knight's garb, like the jacket and the tie. And some of the things from that have come down from that. So it's almost like the costume is like putting on armor and preparing yourself. If that is what it takes to get you into your mindset, so you feel empowered, then go for it. Wear that, spend 2 hours doing your makeup, because it will pay off and give you that confidence and that good day that you need to have. And don't let anyone say, you're at home because of the pandemic, why are you wasting time on the makeup? You're doing that makeup for you. You don't have to do it for anyone else.
Yeah, that's how I feel when I put a corset on. Actually, it feels like armor to me, and it feels strong and powerful. And even though traditionally, you know, a corseted woman it's a sign of oppression and bondage. But for me, it's like I just put that thing on and I feel like I can conquer the world, honestly.
Oh, we're going to have to talk. I need to find out where you got your corset from.
We used to demonstrate at the Rent Fest with our fencing group, and we have frequently joked about how thick the corsets are and that they could probably turn away a badly aimed blow. They're not full armor level, but especially if you've got those steel bones in them, rather than the old traditional whalebone corsets, they actually are fairly hefty pieces of kit and could protect you.
So you're talking about a real corset over there.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you got a real corset going on. Yes. Okay, I heard that. What it means to me, I don't have any answers. I ask all these questions, but it's like, what are my answers? What does it mean to me to be a woman? It merely means to be anything that I want to be. Being a woman on a daily basis is fine. I mean, except for that, you know, monthly mother nature visitor. That's not so fun. I don't appreciate getting cackled when I'm walking down the street. Oftentimes, I just want to say, like, who you talking to, you know, and not be so nice about it. I don't know why. Something I want to say. I don't know why men think it's okay to cackle women. Like, where did that come from? I don't like that. My name is not Baby. I don't even want to be bothered. Like, can I just peacefully walk down the street? And a lot of men, I think they think that that's okay. And I'm not okay with that. So I'm going to add to that. To me, being a woman means be anything that you want to be powerful, be unapologetic, and be true to you and explore all those different sides to yourself. Being a woman, go for it. I don't know much else to add to that. Go for it. Being a woman, go for it.
I think what you said about the catcalls, so many parents teach their daughters about what to do about harassment or how to be safe and to avoid being raped or abused, but they rarely think about teaching their male children how not to do those things. They don't teach them how to watch out for people around them to make sure that they're not harassing someone and to give them the tools to step in and stop them, and also how to walk to not scare women. If you're out late at night and there's a guy walking behind you, a lot of the time you'll cross the street to get away from them. And if the guy crosses the street at that time, you're like, oh, he's really definitely after me. Yes. This is it. And so many guys, it's never occurred to them that they could wait 10 seconds and cross the street a little bit later or stay on their side of the street because they're scaring that woman because they don't live in that world.
Good point. We are down to our last 2 minutes. Is there anything that y'all want to cover that we didn't cover before we close out?
No, I just think to add on to that, there are so many things that every single woman you know does to keep herself safe at night, like locking the car as soon as you get into the car, checking to make sure there's no one behind the car, holding your keys between your fingers as you walk to your car at night. I don't walk at night at all without my dogs anymore. And it's amazing because most men have no concept of that, you know, that their safety is sort of built in. And every single woman you know takes these precautions and it's sort of, you know, ingrained in.
It's automatic.
Automatic, absolutely.
I didn't even think about that. Like, yes. Yeah, like you said, I check around, I make sure I lock my door as soon as I get in my car and all of that. So how about you, Fiona? Any last things you want to share with our listeners?
I think communication and whether it's between males and females. So many times people don't communicate to guys because they think they're a guy and they won't understand, or because people then sometimes automatically assume if you're friends with a guy that that's flirting and there's going to be a sexual relationship and it's going to mess up everything. And people should just be people and get to be friends with who they want to be friends with. And if you're interested in things, it doesn't matter if they're traditionally feminine or not. You do you. Follow your passion.
March is Women's History Month. Start with celebrating yourself. This is Every Woman, 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.